Now on to the question of whether any new movies deserve your business this week. The online magazine Slate compiles our weekly digest of what critics are saying. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
Only 24 more movie-going days until Christmas, people, and some long-awaited Hollywood studio releases are coming, just not this weekend. First up in limited release, we have the inspirational buddy comedy, The Kid and I. Tom Arnold stars as a down-and-out actor looking for his big comeback, which arrives when a rich man asks him to be in an action movie with his son, who happens to have cerebral palsy. In real life, Arnold lives next door to Eric Gorris, a young actor with the disease, and was inspired to write and produce this film. The young Gorris and Shannon Elizabeth also star.
So this 18-year-old kid is going to...
He's 17. He's going to be 18 in a few months.
So he's going to be the ass-kicking action hero, and I'm going to be the dumb, fat, hyperactive sidekick.
Exactly.
Even with all its good intentions, most of the critics had problems with the film. Variety enjoys it and predicts success, saying, a well-known cast and an upbeat storyline should combine to give The Kid and I a feel-good ride at the box office. But the New York Times laments the film is self-congratulatory, excruciatingly sentimental, and sloppily written and directed. And the Village Voice complains it qualifies as the most indulgent kind of homemade project, laden with tediously inspirational dialogue. Next up in selected cities is the quirky comedy Transamerica. Felicity Huffman of Desperate Housewives fame stars as a preoperative transsexual who goes on a road trip with a teenage son he, at least for now, never knew he had.
What else is new?
I got a phone call last night from a juvenile inmate of the New York prison system. He claimed to be Stanley's son.
No third person.
My son.
Overall, the critics praise the film, and Huffman is already getting some Oscar buzz for her lead performance. Newsday thinks what keeps Huffman's turn from being mere spectacle is the actor's perceptive compassion for her character. The New York Times calls Transamerica touching and funny. Huffman's performance is a complex metamorphosis, and it is thrilling to watch. And The Hollywood Reporter shouts, impressively realized on all levels, this transgender spin on the road trip boasts an extraordinary central performance. And we close with the only wide release from a major studio this Friday, Aeon Flux. Based on the popular MTV animated series, Charlize Theron stars as a secret agent in the future sent to assassinate a top corrupt government official. Johnny Lee Miller also stars.
I don't need that to kill you.
But it would be easier, wouldn't it? What do you want from me?
What do I want? I want my sister back. I want to remember what it feels like to be a person.
Guess what? The studio did not make this film available for the critics to screen in advance. That usually means they fear negative reviews and want to try and have a strong opening. But, guys, you have Charlize Theron running around in skin-tight outfits blowing things up. Do you really think the teenage boys who watched the cartoon and read the comic book care if Rex Reed or Jeffrey Lyons found it satisfying? Dude, let's go see the first showing of Aeon Flux. Charlize is so hot. Slow down, dude. The New Yorker finds it one note and derivative. True, dude. They were dead on with their critique of the Constant Gardener.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.